talking today with Mike Schulte from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, as we get ready to plant this 2014 crop, or obviously some guys have already got some wheat in the ground, others are waiting a little while for maximum grain yield potential, most certainly. It's a good chance for some 4-H FFA members to be involved in next year's Junior Wheat Show. Tell me about this opportunity.
Yeah, Ron, I did want to take this opportunity to discuss our state 4-H and FFA Junior Wheat Show competition. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission board members and I myself think this is a great opportunity for 4-H and FFA members to become involved in wheat production. We offer over $16,000 in scholarships and awards to the top winners each year for this competition. We are going to be making a few minor changes for the competition this coming year and are hoping to engage more participation with the students, parents, 4-H advisors, and FFA instructors. We realize that planting time is right around the corner, so we wanted to start this conversation in preparation for next year. And if students have not already, they could maybe be finalizing making their seed selections.
Okay. Now, you know, as they make those selections, you indicated that they can find the complete set of rules from this last year already on your website, and they'll essentially be the rules they'll be following for this coming year as well.
That is correct. We do have the rules for the Junior Wheat Show contest on the Oklahoma Wheat Commission website, located at www.wheat.ok.gov. Interested people in the rules should click on the education link, and then they will find a Junior Wheat Show link on the education page. For the most part, those rules are going to stay the same for the competition this next year, but we will have some minor changes. One with that being that the samples will be judged at a different date. In the past, we've been judging in mid-July, but we're going to be pushing that date back to earlier mid-August in order to give students more time to prepare those samples for the visual judging contest. The new rules will be posted in mid-November with those dates and changes for when the samples will be judged next year after harvest.
What is a student? What do you feel a student is able to learn as they walk through this contest of, you know, actually selecting their seed and taking the crop right on through the harvest season?
Well, it's a great educational opportunity for parents, FFA instructors, 4-H advisors to be working with students to educate them about wheat production. Each student must put a 5-acre plot or more out, and then they take their 10-pound sample to be judged on judging date after the 2014 harvest. But during that time, you know, students have to make selections of wheat varieties. They have to write a report about, you know, what goes into the wheat crop, whether they have to rent their land, the price that it costs for their seed. They have to talk about production costs for fertilizer applications, and then they get to follow that through on the Millennium Bake sites. They get to see what varieties really are going to be working for yield potential, and then also what varieties are going to be working for our international and domestic markets. So it is a really great opportunity for the students to become involved, and we feel like we have a really great story to tell and give them an opportunity to really win some scholarship money. Students during their 4-H and FFA career have the opportunity to win up to $6,000. So that's a real great opportunity for students who are involved, whose parents are involved in agriculture, to maybe take a look at this and become involved in it.
I know down through the years when we've had, you know, you've had some young folks, men and women that have walked through this maybe as 4-H'ers and even in later years as FFA members, and they've been able to pile and really raise that total up to that maximum level.
They have, and then we've also had some winners in past years that have gone on to have careers in agriculture as agronomist or successful farmers, and this has really, I think, helped them shape the decisions that they made in their life to make those decisions to maybe go back to their operations. We are going to be following a 4-H student this year, Whitney Glazier from Loyal, a previous Junior Wheat Show participant. We will see her on planting date and throughout the year to see the decisions that she will make on her production project before she completes harvest and then takes those samples to be judged at the Junior Wheat Show competition. And during that time, we also might be having some conversations from past winners who went through, who maybe are now involved in different areas in agriculture in the state. So we are really excited about that. We also want to remind students that for seed selection help, that they may want to look at the Oklahoma Small Grains Variety Performance Test page. The 2012-2013 results are located on the OSU Plant and Soil Science Department homepage at www.wheat.okstate.edu.
Bottom line, for a young person, 4-H FFA member, this is a great opportunity, isn't it?
it is an outstanding opportunity. You know, we in the past now have been seeing a lot of competition from the central part of Oklahoma. I think part of that has just been because of some of the harvesting situations that we've seen in southwest and south central Oklahoma the past 4 or 5 years. But we're really hoping to increase participation from southwest, south central, and panhandle regions of the state. And also, we're just wanting to have that conversation and dialogue with students to make them aware that this program is out there and available for them.